Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Yud, Zivachim 10. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara at the bottom of 9b, asks the following question. Shechata l'shma, if a person is slaughtering an animal and he's doing it for the right purpose and he has the right intent while he's slaughtering the animal. However, when he's slaughtering that animal, he also is thinking at the exact moment of slaughtering, he's thinking about another process that's essential to the sacrificial part, and that is the Zrika. He's thinking about the aspect of throwing the blood on the altar, and that aspect, while he's slaughtering it, he has the wrong intent for the sprinkling of the blood. So Lizrok Dama Shalo Lishma, meaning to say the slaughter is correct, he has the right intent, but he has the wrong intent about the sprinkling of blood, but it's not the time where he's supposed to be sprinkling the blood at all. So is that enough to invalidate this sacrifice? So Rabbi Yochanan says Pesua. Rabbi Yochanan says under those circumstances, this sacrifice is invalid, and Reish Lakish says it is kashera, that it is valid. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Pesula, it is invalid, and the reason is, Mechashven me'avoda la'avoda, that we are of the opinion, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if one is thinking about a different process of the essential service while they're doing one process and they're thinking about a different process, that is enough to invalidate the sacrifice. And the source for this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan is he says, Yalfinan mimachasheves pigel. We learn this out from the thought process as it relates to the concept called pigel. Pigel is something where if a person has in mind during one of the four essential aspects of the sacrifice, i.e. either during the slaughter, the shechita, the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, the halacha, the carrying of the blood to the altar, or the zrika, the sprinkling of that blood, if during any of those four parts of the sacrifice he intended for the sacrifice to be eaten or to be placed on the altar outside of the allotted time, then the law of pigel is that if one eats that from that food, or applies the blood, he would get kares, and the food itself, the meat itself is prohibited to be eaten. So Rabbi Yochanan says, just like we see from Pigel, that if while you're doing one aspect of the service, you have in mind to do the other aspect outside of the proper time, and it invalidates it, so too we can learn from here the same law, that we are mechash me'avoda avoda, and it'll be invalidating, that if while you're doing one process, you have a wrong thought about another part of this sacrifice, it's enough to invalidate it. So Reish Lakish, however, argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, kishera, he says it's kosher. Why? Ein mechash me'avoda avoda. We don't assume that when a person is doing one action, and he's thinking about another action, it invalidates the action that he's doing and invalidates the whole offering. And we should not learn this out from the case of pigel. Lo yalfinu mimachsheves pigel, because the case of pigel is distinct, because the thought process by pigel that invalidates the offering is not about the actions of the offering itself, but it's about the time where the offering can be eaten. And so therefore, since it's a distinct case, it's not part of the sacrificial offerings itself, it's not one of the holy avodas, one of the holy acts of services, therefore it's able to invalidate it. But this is not a proof about what happens if you're thinking about one service while you're doing another aspect of the service. And the Gemara says that this argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is actually found in another place, Ozdu Itamayo. Where else does it appear? Because it appears in something we did in Avodah Zarah 34b. If somebody is slaughtering the animal, Hashochet Es HaBehema, and while they're slaughtering that animal, they are thinking about Amanas Lizrok Dama L'Avodos Kochavim, L'Aktir Chelba L'Avodos Kochavim. They're thinking about sprinkling the blood for idolatry and burning the fats for idolatry. So in essence, while they're doing one aspect of the service and they're doing the Shechita for the right purpose, they're thinking the thoughts of the blood, of sprinkling the blood for a bad purpose, for the purpose of idolatry. So Rabbi Yochanan says, under those circumstances, Asura, we're going to invalidate it, because he says, Mechashven me'avoda avoda. Again, we will compare and we are able to transfer from one aspect of the service, from the slaughter to the blood, and therefore we're going to invalidate it, even though you're thinking about the blood while you're doing the sacrifice. And he also says, we learn this out, Yalfir Chutz Mipanim, and we learn out this concept concept from Pigel, which is inside the a prohibition that happens inside the sanctuary, inside the temple, to one that happens outside, which is the idolatry. Whereas Reish Lakish draws a distinction and he says, Ein mechashven me'avodo avodo. We're not going to invalidate it under this case, and therefore it is permitted. And we don't learn out the law from Pigel to idolatry under these circumstances. So under this circumstance, where a person slaughters the animal and has in mind to sprinkle the blood for idolatry, Rabbi Yochanan says it's prohibited, and Reish Lakish says it's permitted, that the sacrifice is permitted. So the Shita of Mekubet springs down in the name of the Tosfos Tuch. He says, I have a question. How could we say that according to Reish Lakish, the sacrifice is not prohibited, is not pasul, it's not invalid, since the person who is slaughtering it for the purpose of idolatry. That person is categorized as a mumar, as somebody who's a wicked person, because he's an idolater. So, and we know that the slaughter, the shchita of a mumar, is invalid. So how can we say that this sacrifice is valid? So the Tosfos Tuch says, we learn from here that, and Shita Mekubetzes says that we learn from here that somebody who just does an act, it's a wicked act or a sinful act one time, that one time is not enough to invalidate you. It has to be something that you do as a general purpose. As a general purpose, you need to be engaged in this act on a continuous basis. But since this mumar has only done this slaughter for idolatry, the sprinkling of the blood for idolatry one time, that's not enough to invalidate the slaughter. And the Mishnah Berurah also writes, when he discusses what makes somebody an invalidating act, he says it needs to be something that you do out of lahachis, out of spite. But if a person does this out of just a desire to do something that they have a weak temptation, that's not enough to invalidate. What invalidates somebody is somebody who does it constantly, over and over again, and he does it out of spite. That is a disqualifying act that categorizes somebody as a mumar.